Now, this is a setting the bar story. Kelly, which is?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Now, I have to think that most of us, when it comes to social media, take it with a grain of salt, right?
Sure.
Sometimes we need reminding that not everything we see on the social media is true. Case in point, our setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without falling for the old fake Halloween parade bit on social media, you're doing okay.
Oh, dang. Did we show up for a parade that wasn't happening?
Not just we. Thousands.
Oh.
Thousands of people lined Dublin, Ireland streets for a Halloween parade that didn't actually exist.
Oh, no.
There was a website that claimed there was a big parade. It was going to go through the city center on Halloween night. News spread like wildfire on social media. It sounded like fun. Yes.
Absolutely. You're like, all right, let's go check that out.
Yes. No one decided to follow up with, I don't know, city council, the city's office, mayor, whatever. Turned out there was no parade. Website based in Pakistan. The whole thing was a hoax. Someone posted a video from their apartment of people, thousands of people lining the street waiting for it to start. It was supposed to get underway about 7 o'clock at night. Took about an hour for people to be like,
okay, I guess it's not happening.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. At what
you
want to
go get some food? Let's go get some dinner.
I know exactly. At what point do you sit there and you're standing there and you're like, I mean, all these other people are here. Because you think, you know, when all these other people are thinking the same thing you are, you're like, all right, well, there's got to be some truth to it, right?
Right. And it is shocking when you see, like, pictures.
Yes.
From the video that somebody posted.
There's thousands of people.
I mean, it is insane. They're ready to go. Like,
they're like, hey, all right, I know. I mean, luckily there wasn't anybody who got mad and then started like looting or anything like that. But
no, that could have gotten bad.
Right, like, especially
an angry crowd that was, you know, not getting what they thought they were. Yes.
Yeah, for
that
sure.
That could have gone sideways.
So police had to say, hey, contrary to information being circulated online, there's no Halloween parade scheduled, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, hey, why don't you just go home? Or why don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Well, apparently the guy like that took the video said, you know, it's fine. It was funny. People are still smiling now. It took about an hour for people to realize
and then
they decided like, all right, let's go home.
Yeah, like I said, at what point do you sit there and go, welp, and kind of slap the old knees and say, well, Guess it's not happening.
But then the Dublin airport jumps into the chat and posts a picture of like an empty like lobby.
Mm-hmm.
It says our Halloween parade is full flow this evening.
Oh, geez.
Just poking the bear a little bit.
A little bit.
Poking the bear.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without falling for the old fake Halloween parade bit on social media, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
You know, you see something like that. It seems true. Maybe you should probably check a couple verified websites just to be sure, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, and again, that is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.